Welcome to The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis. I am your host, Cicely Davis.
Welcome, patriots and American savages, to another episode of The Savage Truth. I am your host, Cicely Davis. Super excited to have you join me, as always. I know I say that every week, and I literally mean that every week. I am really, really, truly excited and ecstatic and honored to have you join me for yet another episode. Thank you so very much for your support and taking the time to tune in. It is an absolute pleasure and a joy and a privilege to do so. For those of you who have been with me from the beginning and or just joined or got in the gig of this whole deal in the middle, I just want to tell you that I'm truly grateful. Thank you so very much for your support and your consistent viewing and tapping in. If you're new to the channel, I welcome you. Welcome to the Savage family. Super excited to have you. Tell someone else about the show. Come on back next time. Bring somebody with you. Now, whether you are, you know, a loyalist or brand new, I haven't asked. It's consistent. And it is this: to please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review. Keep it positive, please. On Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube as we get into this week's haps. Now, as you know, the Conservative Political Action Conference 2025, CPAC, as we like to refer to, was a resounding success, serving as a powerful, powerful testament to the enduring strength of the conservative movement and the renewed optimism sweeping the nation under President Donald J. Trump's leadership. Now, I'm actually going to spend the very next episode talking only about CPAC, but with the success, there is absolutely no way I can't mention it. I have to say something about it, even in this one. Now, with record-breaking attendance, electrifying speeches, right? We had superstars coming out and a unified vision for America's future. CPAC 2025 showcased the unwavering commitment to securing our borders, to revitalizing the economy, and restoring constitutional freedoms. Now, President Trump's keynote address was the highlight of the event, of course, rallying the American people behind the bold agenda of economic prosperity, which I know we're going to be able to tap into. We will see that come to fruition. Energy independence, long overdue, and we're capable of it. And law and order. Does anyone remember that? Remember law and order? Key speakers, including top conservative lawmakers, policy experts, and grassroots leaders, emphasized the importance of protecting American values against the overreach of big government. It has gotten way too big. And we all know that, considering what Elon Musk and Doge has been uncovering over the past few weeks. And the radical leftist policies, the energy was palpable as patriots from all walks of life came together to reaffirm their dedication to making America great again. With President Trump back in the White House, CPAC 2025 made it clear. This was the clear, resounding message. The future is bright, okay? The movement is stronger than ever, and America is on the path to an even greater resurgence of freedom, opportunity, and American exceptionalism. That is winning, folks. That is winning for me. That is winning for you and family and future and legacy, next generation. It is legacy. It is winning for Americans. And keeping with the theme, Donald Trump, our wonderful president. I love saying that. President Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, President Donald Trump. I can say it all day. Okay. He packed the house at CPAC 2025 as thousands gathered to see and hear from him, clearly an enduring crowd. Now, I got to give you a little peek. Yes, again, I will say it. I will talk only about CPAC in the next episode, but I just got to give you a little taste. I don't want to leave you hanging. So I'm going to have Rick play this video. Now, he spoke for over an hour, touting his accomplishments, and they are great, from the last presidency. And only 1 month in on this one, after just 1 month in office. And you know what? I think we can show you better than we can tell you. I'm going to have Rick play another.
Joe was the worst. And believe me, I have to clean up the mess. I'm cleaning up the mess, and it is a mess on the border with inflation. To go over every single thing he touched turned to the fraudsters, liars, cheaters, globalists, and deep state bureaucrats are being sent packing. The illegal alien criminals are being sent home. We're draining the swamp and we're restoring government by the people. We're liberating communities like Aurora, Colorado, and Springfield, Ohio, that have been occupied by illegal alien criminals from all over the world. We're rescuing the Americans whose jobs have been stolen, whose wages have been robbed, and whose way of life has been absolutely destroyed. And under the Trump administration, our country will not be turned into a dumping ground.
Oh, gosh, I could just play it all day, hear it all day, watch him all day, see him all day. He also took time to mention Joe Biden's failed presidency. You can't help but mention that in comparison, and what he has done to ensure their influence has been erased here in the country and around the world.
I also revoked Joe Biden's security clearances, the Biden crime family security clearances, and they'll no longer be allowed to access state secrets while selling themselves all around the world. Oh, well. Now, these are bad people.
Now, in just 1 month back in the White House, just 1 month, folks, President Donald J. Trump has already delivered historic victories for the American people. He has proven that his leadership is once again putting our nation on the path to strength, prosperity, and renewed greatness by swiftly undoing the disastrous policies of the previous administration. Trump has reignited economic growth. He has slashed burdensome regulations and restored energy independence, driving down gas prices and reducing inflation. All that is in our future, folks. I am ecstatic, and I know you are too. Now, his decisive actions on border security have brought immediate relief to overwhelmed communities as construction on the border wall resumes and strong enforcement measures curb illegal immigration. Okay, the stock market has soared on renewed confidence in American business. Job creation is booming, and the world is taking notice that the United States is no longer a nation in retreat, but a leader on the world stage once again. And that actually makes the world, the globe, and other nations feel more secure when America is shining as it should, when America is back on top. From standing firm against global adversaries to defending parental rights in education, Trump's leadership is proving that America First policies are not just slogans. They are the winning formula for our nation's success. Our global success depends heavily and critically and in priority to America's success. With such an incredible start, Americans have every reason to be hopeful for the next 4 years as the momentum of Trump's presidency only continues to build. It's only going to get better. It's only going to become greater. And the sun is only going to shine brighter. His administration has set the stage for a powerful resurgence of American exceptionalism, ensuring that hardworking families thrive, that law and order is restored, and personal freedoms are protected from government overreach. The American people are once again in charge. The people are in charge, not bureaucrats, not career politicians, okay, not our adversaries. As Trump's policies take full effect, we can expect further economic expansion. Get ready to do better, okay, to have your pockets a little fatter, right? Stronger national security and a renewed sense of pride in our country. Waving of the flag, being proud of that red, white, and blue, learning about our history and standing firm on it and being proud, right? Being proud of it. The energy and the enthusiasm across the nation are undeniable. Patriots are empowered. Businesses are flourishing and communities are one day at a time becoming more and more safe. They are getting safer. If the first month is any indication of what's to come, the next 4 years will be nothing short of transformational, ensuring that America remains the greatest beacon of freedom, opportunity, and strength in the world. We are an exceptional country. We serve an exceptional God, and we therefore belong on top. Now, that, of course, leads me right into this amazing individual. And you know who I've been rooting for and waiting for all these weeks? Cash Patel, the KP, because he's in. Cash Patel is in. Finally, we have Cash Patel, who is in as the FBI director.
Discharge the duties of the office of
the
Attorney General.
So help me God.
Wow. First and foremost, we were just with President Trump, and I just want to thank him. I know he's not here in the room right now, but what a ride we have been on, what a courageous warrior and leader he has been, and the faith and trust he has put in me to lead the FBI is the greatest honor that I'll ever have in my life. And to General Bondi, that sounds pretty freaking cool. Pam, you're my sister, you're my mentor, you're my friend. You're my boss, and the confidence you have placed in me, I will never violate that trust. The men and women of the FBI will be led under your leadership through one standard, the Constitution. So thank you for entrusting me, Pam.
Now, as you all know, RFK Jr., Pete Hegseth, and Cash were my three focused cabinet nominations and hopefuls. I needed those three more than anyone else. And of course, I mean, Tom Homan, I mean, he was a given, okay? In fact, he was the very first person that Donald Trump called. Before he called anyone else, he called Tom Homan. So that was a given. But these were my three. It was RFK, it was Pete Hegseth, and it was Cash Patel, which to me makes a perfect cabinet with everyone that he has assembled. And I can say with full confidence that this is the perfect administration. Let's show you.
Look, I know the media's in here, and if you have a target, that target's right here. It's not the men and women at the FBI. You've written everything you possibly can about me that's fake, malicious, slanderous, and defamatory. Keep it coming, bring it on. But leave the men and women of the FBI out of it. They deserve better. And for those of you who think that there's gonna be a two-tier system of justice, not with Attorney General Bondi. There's a singular system of justice for all Americans, and there will be accountability.
So the appointment of Cash Patel as FBI director marks a pivotal moment in restoring integrity. It's about accountability. It's about trust in America's premier law enforcement agency. Okay. A fearless advocate is who he is. He is a fearless advocate for truth and transparency. Cash Patel has long been a champion of justice, exposing corruption and fighting back against the deep state bureaucracy that has eroded public confidence in federal institutions. Okay. He has been all about truth, exposing the corruption. It made him ill, absolutely ill, understanding how they were operating. Okay. His extensive experience in national security, intelligence, and law enforcement, combined with his deep commitment to the Constitution, ladies and gentlemen, makes him uniquely qualified to lead the FBI into a new era of honesty and effectiveness. And when I hear honesty and effectiveness, that pours into me this new set of confidence, because the American people have lost all confidence in our abbreviated agencies. That's what Cash Patel and Pam Bondi represent to me, and having a Pete Hegseth. It is about American people just getting back into a notion, into this movement where they start believing in the abbreviated agencies of our country and believing that they will deliver and do their jobs and do it without politicization. Okay. That's the confidence that I had. That's what I want to look forward to, right? It's the true reflection of American government. Under his leadership, political weaponization within the agency will be rooted out completely. I wholeheartedly believe him when he says this, ensuring that the FBI returns to its fundamental mission of upholding the rule of law without bias or partisan influence. That's what the American people want. That's what we have grown accustomed to. That is the tradition of the American FBI agency. The American people can now rest assured that the days of politically motivated investigations and selective justice are coming to an end with the instatement of Kash Patel. And I hear he's being actually considered for another position. So we'll talk about that. But try to remember this. Listen to these words, okay? This is who we just inherited for director of FBI. This is what I mean.
Biggest problem the FBI has had has come out of its intel shops. I'd break that component out of it. I'd shut down the FBI Hoover building on day one and reopening the next day as a museum of the deep state. And I'd take the 7,000 employees that work in that building and send them across America to chase down criminals. Go be cops. You're cops. Go be cops. Go chase down murderers and drug dealers and violent offenders. What do you need 7,000 people there for? Same thing with DOJ. What are all these people doing here? Looking for their next government promotion, looking for their next fancy government title, looking for their parachute out of government. So while you're bringing in the right people, you also have to shrink government.
Beast, beast. Patel's leadership will prioritize restoring the FBI's credibility by holding bad actors accountable and implementing reforms that ensure the agency serves the people, not political elites. Which maybe explains why Adam Schiff is all bent out of shape. There is something that man does not want us to know. He has already, Kash Patel, signaled his intent to clean house, as you heard in the video, removing those who abuse their power for political gain and replacing them. Pluck them out, replace them with principled agents dedicated to upholding justice fairly and impartially. That's what the American people deserve. Now, his deep understanding of intelligence operations will also strengthen national security efforts, ensuring that threats to the homeland are swiftly identified and neutralized. That is security for America. It puts and instills security and safety for Americans. Kash Patel's no-nonsense approach to leadership means that the culture of secrecy and unaccountability that has plagued the FBI for years will be replaced with a culture of service, a culture of transparency, and respect, actually respect for the Constitution. This is exactly the kind of leadership needed to restore faith in government institutions. And it's what's needed to reaffirm their rightful role in serving the American people, not dictating to them. Now, with Kash Patel at the helm, the future looks bright in the FBI and for Americans as a whole. His leadership represents a long overdue course correction. That's what I see. It's a long overdue course correction, signaling to citizens that government is once again working for them, working for us, the American people, not against us, right? No longer will we see our agencies attacking Americans, attacking parents who want to keep their children safe, right? Attacking citizens who are protecting themselves against bad actors and criminals. The American people want to trust in our justice system, that it is critical to maintaining a free and fair society. And Patel's commitment to accountability and integrity and equal enforcement of the law will ensure that the FBI regains its reputation as a force for good. Americans can once again believe that justice will be served, corruption will be exposed, and their rights will be protected. Now, as Patel takes on his new challenge, his leadership will undoubtedly play a crucial role and restoring the people's faith in the institutions meant to serve them, ushering in a new era of transparency, fairness, and unwavering commitment to American ideal of justice for all. That is why I'm so excited about this guy. He had the most humbling speech ever. And I encourage you, if you haven't seen it or heard it in its entirety, to go to one of the outlets and go to C-SPAN or where have you to watch his incredible speech. He didn't have notes. He spoke from his heart. It was very humbling. He thanked everyone in the room and he acknowledged that he didn't get there alone, that it took people to help him get there. We have a top intelligent, capable, strong-willed, and honorable man for the next 4 years or longer, hopefully, as the leader of the FBI. And I, for one, am ecstatic. We have an amazing cabinet assembled by our president. So good for us, good for Americans. Now, in comparison, unfortunately, I had to slide into someone who's not so great, right? In fact, pretty lame. Okay. Jasmine Crockett, ladies and gentlemen, shows up once again. This is twice in a week. All right. She's really, really trying to make a name for herself, I believe. She's trying to be a standout for the Democrat Party, trying to be a mouthpiece. I sincerely hope this woman keeps a purse full of mints or Tic Tacs because she constantly has foot on her breath with the amount of time she sticks her foot in her mouth. Okay. The latest from the Congress member was this.
We are not in the business of giving out money. And honestly, I don't know what $5,000 will do for you if you are unable to find a job.
Now, Jasmine Crockett's statement that Democrats are not in the business of giving out money. Is she serious with the reports that we've just gotten out of Doge and the history of the Democratic Party itself? Is she serious? I mean, you literally can't make this stuff up. It's nothing short of laughable. An insult to the intelligence of every hardworking American who has witnessed the Democrat Party's reckless spending firsthand. The entire Democratic platform revolves around redistributing wealth, expanding the welfare state, and trapping people in government dependence while strangling businesses with regulations and taxes. From food stamps to housing subsidies, from student loan bailouts and unemployment extensions, Democrats have spent decades throwing taxpayer dollars at problems they actually created, ensuring that an entire voting bloc remains hooked on government handouts. The very idea that they don't give out money is so absurd, it literally defies reality. Recent reports from the Department of Justice and Government Oversight, DOGE, have exposed rampant fraud and waste in federal spending. Billions of taxpayer dollars lost to fraud in COVID relief, welfare programs, and so-called green energy initiatives that lined the pockets of Democrat donors. The Biden administration has shoveled money into black holes of corruption with little to no accountability whatsoever, proving that Democrats are indeed in the business of giving out money, just not to hardworking Americans. Instead, they fund endless bureaucracy, they push socialist policies, and bail out poorly run liberal states while punishing success and ambition. Their policies aren't about lifting people up. They're about control. They are about keeping Americans dependent on the government while bankrupting future generations. It takes a special kind of shamelessness, stupidity, and idiocy to lie as blatantly as Crockett did. It's arrogant. It's tone deaf. Okay. It's infuriating. The Democrat Party literally brick by brick, stone and mortar, built the welfare state, expanded entitlement programs beyond sustainability. And now, when called out for their destructive policies, they want to pretend they're fiscally responsible. Transitory. Remember that word? Transitory. Spare us the nonsense. While Republicans fight for personal responsibility, economic freedom, and a government that serves the people instead of controlling them, Democrats double down on deceit and reckless spending. If Crockett and her party and her other squad members, whoever they are, think that they can rewrite history with a single delusional statement, they're in for a rude awakening. Coming from your girl, I'm going to give you the savage truth. The American people see through the lies, and come election time, and that just passed, right? They showed exactly who they are, right? They want honest, hardworking representatives speaking for them. Now, allow me to go out with the savage truth of this entire episode. The Democrat Party has spent decades perfecting the art of deception, masquerading as champions of the poor while ensuring that millions remain trapped in a cycle of government dependency. These poverty pimps have built an entire empire on broken promises, using welfare programs, bloated social services, and fear-mongering to keep Americans shackled to their handouts rather than empowering them with real, actual opportunity. Joe Biden, Barack Obama, and the like have enriched themselves and their cronies while the entire communities rot under their so-called leadership. They scream about equity while ensuring that only the ones prospering are corrupt politicians and their lobbyist friends. Black and Hispanic communities, once the backbone of the American industry and entrepreneurship, have been deliberately suffocated by leftist policies designed to strip them of self-reliance and replace ambition with food stamps and Section 8 vouchers. The Democratic strategy is simple. It's as simple as this. Keep the people weak, keep them dependent, and keep them voting for their oppressors. Here's another savage truth. The same Democrats who claim to be fighting for the poor are the first ones to flood our streets with crime, open our borders to illegal aliens who drain resources meant for American citizens, and push disastrous economic policies that cripple small businesses. They're hollowing out the middle and working class and widening the poverty class. Meanwhile, they live in gated communities, sending their children to elite private schools while telling working class Americans to be satisfied with failing public education and skyrocketing crime. Look at the cities they control, after all. Just take a look. Detroit, Chicago, Baltimore, Los Angeles, absolute war zones where drugs, homelessness, and lawlessness reign supreme. And who benefits? Not the hardworking citizens who see their wages plummet and their neighborhoods destroyed, but the political elites like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, who get richer and richer while their constituents suffer. They use race, gender, and class warfare as weapons to divide Americans, ensuring that the people never realize who their real oppressors are. But the tide has turned. November 5th, ladies and gentlemen, that tide turned and it is still turning. Donald Trump is back. He's back in office and he's got that reign for the next 4 years. And with him comes a powerhouse of American patriots ready to dismantle the corruption once and for all. With Kash Patel cleaning house at the FBI, the days of deep state protection for those crooks are over. Elon Musk, a visionary who understands the dangers of unchecked government power, will work to ensure that free speech and innovation are prioritized over censorship and control. I mean, you're literally hearing Democrats say that Elon Musk is in to make himself richer and to take Social Security checks. This is a man who flies rockets to Mars, and we're trying to say that they're worried about him taking a Social Security check. Are you kidding me? RFK Jr. is breaking free from the shackles of his family's corrupt dynasty. Is joining forces to expose the lies of Big Pharma and the bureaucratic swamp that profits off endless crises. And Bondi, this lady, alongside other leadership in business and national security, will help restore an economy that works for every American, not just the ruling elite. Now, together, this is a dream team, and this dream team will obliterate the Democrat machine that feeds off poverty and despair. They will bring back jobs. They will secure our border. They will reinstate law and order to make American cities livable again. Government dependency will be replaced, finally. We're on our way. Replaced with empowerment. Welfare traps will be eliminated, and the American dream will once again be within the reach of all American citizens. No longer will Americans be pawns to the left's cynical game of control and oppression. I mean, we can't listen to idiots like this lady. With Trump at the helm and the real leaders in place, the country is on the path to restoration. One where prosperity and freedom and opportunity reign supreme. The Democrat era of lies, theft, and destruction is coming to an end. America is back, and the people are finally winning. God bless America, and God bless Americans. Please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And remember, as always, to be bold, be strong, be faithful, and be true. Till next time, I'm Cicely. The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis is a production of Front Page Magazine and the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Reproduction of this podcast without express written consent is prohibited.